It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Verbal communication is vital to us. Without speech and hearing, we couldn't listen to a Grizz game on the radio or converse with our family and neighbors. However, we are hardly the only animal to use sound to communicate. In Montana, many of us are familiar with the autumn bugle of a male elk in rut, or the playful yelp of our dogs, yet many smaller critters deserve a closer listen. Take the pine beetle, for example. Pine beetles are a group of about 12 species that are notorious tree killers across much of North America. Pine beetles create large areas of killed trees by first attacking weakened trees. As pine beetles multiply, the area of killed trees quickly increases as the beetles begin attacking healthier trees. Female pine beetles will be the first to attack a tree. Upon finding a suitable tree, she will begin constructing a gallery of tunnels inside the bark. She then emits pheromones to attract a male for mating. A male pine beetle arrives quickly and finds the female inside her gallery. The male then gives a courtship chirp to win her over. To make the sound, the male beetle rubs a rasp-like file on the top of his abdomen against the inside of his hard wing covering. The male file has about 30 individual teeth. The number of teeth is responsible for the sound pattern. After the courtship chirp, the male will guard the gallery from other would-be suitors. If another male enters the gallery, a violent wrestling match ensues. During this battle, males emit wild, aggressive chirps. The victor will eventually mate with the female. Female pine beetles also make chirps. The reason for their sounds isn't well known, although some think it helps the male find her in the gallery. Also, a female's chirp may signal a male that she accepts him. Compared to the male's 30-tooth file, a female pine beetle only has 9 or 10 teeth. Also, the female's file is located in a different place than the male's. It's between two abdomen sections, and she has to undergo an incredibly flexible maneuver to make the sound. It is important to remember that pine beetle chirps are so quiet that we are unable to hear them. But animal communication is everywhere. We hear it every day as we walk to our car and the birds chirp overhead. Regardless of who makes the sound or how loud it is, communication is ecologically important. Eric Ott wrote this week's Field Note. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.